presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
The X-4 calling control towers. The X-4 calling control tower, standing by.
Control tower, back to the X-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1,200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
For the average person, aviation is often thought of only in terms of planes and the men at the controls. To a lesser degree, the general public knows about engineers and designers. And it's true that these people are the key figures in aviation. Behind them, however, are other key figures. And that's something to keep in mind. Everyone who has anything to do with an aircraft, whether on the ground or in the air, is a key figure. For in aviation, there's no room for mistakes. A weak link can be, and too often is, fatal. Keep that in mind when you think of all the research men who work so long and so hard to solve the difficult engineering problems necessary to keep the huge modern planes of today in the skies. Aviation, though, now has reached the point where a completely new group is achieving importance. This group is concerned with passenger comfort, for as you know, planes are competing with other means of transportation. The public has grown accustomed to the novelty of fast travel. Now it wants fast travel plus comfort. That means new designs ensuring the passenger's comfort, and it means putting those designs into effect without decreasing the safety factor of the plane. A good deal already has been done in the way of increasing passenger comfort, and there's little doubt that more will be achieved in the future. Right now, fellas and girls, every plane manufacturer in the country has engineers assigned to solve these problems. What are those problems? What are some of the answers? Well, in just a few minutes, I'll be back with some problems and some of the answers. So don't forget to listen. And now for our story. When Hoff bailed out of his plane to help movie star Dixie Davenport, who was being held captive in a ranch house hidden in one of the valleys of the San Bernardino Mountains, his plan seemed foolproof. While he stood off Tex Regan and Joe Bell, Dixie's captors, Tank was to return to the motion picture location camp for help and fly back immediately. But the plan backfired. Tank was delayed and didn't reach the valley until late the following morning. And when he roared low over the ranch house, he saw the entire rear half of the wooden building in flames. And standing outside, near Dixie's reconverted C-47 transport, Tex Regan and Joe Bell waited with drawn guns. Making a quick decision, Tank pushed the controls hard over, sending the Beechcraft into a wing-rattling bank, and flew toward the opposite end of the valley. Shut up and click Bill.
Shut up? It built me, you follow? Shut up?
Mr. Tinker, you're forgetting yourself.
I'll forget myself long enough to give you a poke and a soup, buddy, if you don't keep quiet.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
If it wasn't for you guys and your old movie, Hop wouldn't be in such a fix.
Oh, what are you going to do about it?
Plenty. Don't get in my way.
But you're flying away from them.
Well, we gotta land, don't we? Put your stomach in. Let me get at that switch.
Why? What is the matter?
Nothing's the matter. You gotta drop the landing gear.
Drop it? No, no, we will crash, Mr. Ivano. I hear you, Mr. McQueen. Keep your pieces. Those men, Regan and Joe Bell, are getting into Miss Davenport's plane.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, though? That is good. They will not shoot at us.
Miss Davenport's plane is moving, sir. I believe they're going to take off.
Stop them, Mr. Pinker.
Nice. We're going to help Pop, Bert. Hang on now. We're going in.
Oh, what do you do to my stomach? Mr. Peabody, the peppermint quickie.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't reach it just now.
No, it comes to this. Everybody deserves the one in his hour of being needy.
Sit still, for Pete's sake. This ain't no concrete runway.
Oh, I cannot look.
Then shut your eyes. Okay, we're down.
In one piece? Look out, we're going past the transport. Regan's pointing a gun at us.
Shut everybody!
Oh, she's standing under me!
Relax, we went past. She can't hit us now.
You are sure?
Yeah. Back again to the end of the strip to get into the wind. We're out of range.
All right, Mr. Ivanov, I have your peppermint now.
It's a fine time. Now I have no more stomach left.
We're coming up to the ranch house. Can't wait to jump on fast. That means you too, Mr. Abano.
And why not?
Boy, are these going to be terrific shots.
Quiet out loud. Are you taking pictures?
Well, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah? Just let me catch you fooling around with the camera if I need you for something. Okay. This is as close as we can get. What are you waiting for? Open that side door.
I can hear you, Mr. Pinkham. Do not shout.
Go on, pile up.
Yeah, all right, then.
Oh, oh, the ranch house is burning badly, Mr. Pinkham.
Back to the house. You see, Harper, Dixie.
I see nothing. The smoke gets in my eyes.
Oh, never mind. Come on. Quiet, Harper, Dixie.
Well, get for me, the whole house is in blazes.
Regan and Joe Bell were watching the front room. Harper, Dixie must be in there. Step by.
That's a Mr. Beaver, you bastard.
Yes, sir. Yes. You see him?
No. The smoke is very deep.
Keep your mouth closed. Don't freeze. You can help it.
I see the door. Straight ahead.
Looks like it was kicked in. Come on.
Hey, take care, Mr. Dickens. The flames will come trooping out.
Oh, what?
Oh, this room is an inferno.
Cover your face.
Dixie,
darling. Dixie. Did you hear something?
Yes, but I cannot see.
Over this way, sir.
To your left. Help me. Come and help. Hurry, Mr. Pinkham.
I'm over here, Frank.
Right. I see it.
Oh, Dixie. He's lying on the floor. Oh, Dixie, darling.
Smoke on it. Help me with it.
You like pop. I'll carry it.
All right.
Be gentle, Mr. Pinkham.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get out of here.
Hey, Mr. Harrigan, I will help you.
Thanks. Hey, where's Peabody and McSwain?
Over here by the doorway.
Hurry before the roof caves in.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Tommy, tell Mr. McSwain to get water.
Yes, sir.
Here goes the back wall.
Faster, Mr. Peabody, faster.
Hey, look, you don't have to hold me, Mr. Vanna.
Be quiet. Vanna knows what he's doing.
There's the door. Watch it go.
Come, Mr. Harrigan.
Yeah.
That is better.
This way, Mr. Ivano. Mr. McSwain is getting the water from the well.
Very good, good. Mr. Tinker, where are you?
Right behind you. Keep going.
Here, I will help you with Easter, darling.
It's okay. I got it.
Here's the water, Mr. Ivano.
Good, very good.
This is far enough. Put it down, Hank.
Yes, sure. Easter, my darling. Come, it is Ivano. Say something. Talk to me.
Here's a handkerchief. What a face. You all right, Hawk?
Yeah.
Fresh air does wonders. Oh, brother. When I saw what was happening, I thought you was a goner.
It was a tight squeak. Marines have nothing on you, pal.
Mr. Harrigan. It's your darling. She does not wake up.
Huh? Keep fading her face.
Oh, the transport. It's taking off.
Those dirty rats are getting away.
Hey, they're angling the takeoff this way.
Regan still got a Tommy gun. Get down. Get down flat, everybody.
Oh, he's shooting at us.
Hand, Mr. Seaman, his hands.
Pop, you okay?
Yeah. Thank you to Steve Varnoff. He threw himself on Dixie to protect her.
Yeah. He came into the ranch house without batting an eye either. Guess I had him tagged wrong.
Goodness graciousness. Everyone is all right?
Yes.
And I got some wonderful shots, Mr. Ivano.
Good for you, Mr. McSwain.
Don't that guy think of nothing but his camera?
Look, we better get moving now. Regan and Joe may come back. Thank you. Help Mr. Ivano carry Dixie to the plane.
Yes, sure.
Never mind. I will carry her myself. Come.
Dixie?
Ivano with... Oh, Mr. Harrigan.
What's the matter?
Look. Dixie, she's shot.
Good Lord. Huh. Is it dead? That's not good.
But she is alive. I can feel her pulse.
We've got to get her to a hospital. Come on.
Then it is bad, huh?
Plenty bad. If she doesn't get medical attention fast,
well,
come on, let's get her in that plane.
Leaving sentence unfinished, Huff's meaning is clear, and he urges everyone to greater speed as he hurries toward the Beechcraft to prepare for an immediate takeoff. Gang, you won't want to miss the action-packed climax of today's episode, so stand by. At the beginning of Huff Harrigan, we were talking about the new breed of engineers who are now working in aviation. They're the men and women who are trying to give the sky traveler the sort of comfort he might find on a deluxe train or steamship. Well, one of the biggest problems is noise. Four tremendously powerful engines hooked to an airliner's wings turn up quite a roar. And those same engines create a good deal of vibration, which carries to every corner of the fuselage and is transmitted by the very skin of the plane itself. Over at the Glenn L. Martin Company in Baltimore, Maryland, they've had vibration engineers working on these twin problems, and they think they've come up with some of the answers. For one thing, they experimented with the distance between the props and the fuselage structure. And right now, they have a new sky cruiser, the 202, which has its propellers so placed that vibration and noise have been cut to the minimum. They worked out some new mufflers to take care of the exhaust, and they ran three layers of fiberglass insulation around the cabin. This, combined with special furnishings designed to cut noise, all add up to a quieter cabin and more passenger comfort. And all these items, as you can see, can be added without increasing the hazards of flying. The chairs and floors in the passenger cabin of the new plane are shock-mounted on a series of rubber vibration-absorbing units. The light fiberglass insulation cuts noise from outside and from coming through the plane's skin. In the new plane, you'll hear about the same amount of noise you would get when an automobile goes by your window. And that's quiet when you think of the old planes now, isn't it? There are many more new developments being inaugurated all the time, so gang, whether you intend to fly your own airplane or be a passenger on these modern new airliners, always remember America needs flyers! And now, back to our story. Dixie Davenport, the beautiful young movie star, was hit when Tex Regan and Joe Bell roared low over the ranch house in the transport and machine-gunned the group standing there. Realizing she was badly hurt, Pop immediately took off in the beach. And now the young pilot is fighting to lift his badly overloaded plane above the mountain.
My Pop, we shouldn't have tried to take everybody along. We couldn't leave anyone behind. Regan or Joe might have come back. You better keep lifting that nose. We still got a good 500 feet to go to clear that ridge. I think we'll make it. We'll have to do some fancy jockeying.
Yes, Mr. Harrigan. Can you not go more faster? I'm afraid for Dick.
I'm doing my best, Mr. Ivanov.
Mr. Peabody, please do not move in this turbine.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but it's awfully cramped back here.
Oh, be cramped. Only be still.
Yes, sir.
Another 300 feet to go.
Can we make it?
We're still climbing, aren't we?
I'm afraid she's going to stall out.
You're a big help. Come on, baby. Come on. Get up there. You can make it.
Mr. Harrigan.
Explain, won't you, huh?
Oh, yeah? I don't want to worry you unnecessarily, but...
What's right? Come on, speak up.
Well, I've been trying to get some long-range shots, and I saw another plane behind us.
What?
I think it's Miss Dixie's transport.
Check it, Hank.
Roger. You see, Mr. Tinker? Above us and in back.
Yeah.
What is going on, Mr. Tinker?
Nothing, Mr. Vinoff. Relax.
When you talk like that, I begin to worry.
Hank? Them, all right. Regan and Joe Bell. They're coming fast, too. We're in an awful mess now.
So the boys are still in grave danger. Not only is their plane badly overloaded and hard to maneuver, but Joe Bell is roaring in for another sneak attack. Even as Tank takes a second look, he sees the side window of the C-47's flight compartment open, and the deadly muzzle of Regan's submachine gun slide into view. We'll find out what happens in the next spine-tingling episode, gang, so be sure to listen. Tune in and fly with Pop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Come on, Pop! We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Pop Harrigan is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.